Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Two men are dead after a shooting outside a Bronx subway station last night. 1010 Winds' Amanda Alexander has a story from the scene.
10 gunshots. That's what Jason and David say they heard.
When I turned the corner, I'm starting to hear the shots.
10 of them?
Like 10? Yeah.
10 shots. It was a quick shootout, like a drive-by.
And that's what killed two men. Police say they're not sure what led up to it or who the shooter is, but Jason says the Bronx...
like a mini war zone when it shouldn't be. It's been like that for many years. I grew up here, then I went military and everything, came back, and it's still the same.
And the two say they've learned how to stay safe during a shootout.
Stay where you at.
Let the things die down, then you run, and they think that you're running away, but I shoot at
you. But don't you think you shouldn't even have to live like that?
Of course. Of course. Nobody should live like that. Yeah. But this is the circumstances we get for living in the Bronx.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
A 13-year-old boy is dead, a 14-year-old hurt after their scooter slammed head-on into an SUV in Harlem last night. Police say these kids were cruising on West 112th Street just before 9 p.m. when the SUV turned left from Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard and slammed right into the scooter. The 13-year-old boy suffered a head injury, pronounced dead at the hospital. The 14-year-old said to be stable with a leg injury. The driver, a 63-year-old man, was not hurt. He stayed on the scene. No arrests so far, and police say this investigation is ongoing. Movement on a carriage ride ban after the death of a teenage tourist this week. City Council set to consider the measure next month. The NYPD is still looking into the Wednesday death of 18-year-old Romansh Mahajan, who was on a family trip from India when the horse bolted, the carriage hit another one, and toppled over. He is the first known human to die in a carriage mishap in Central Park, but it's the latest of 8 incidents involving horses in the past year, including a horse dying last week from eating a poisonous plant. The Transit Workers Union, which represents carriage drivers, says they have been on hold since the fatal accident, but they continue to oppose the ban. No date so far on next month's hearing. Well, it's going to be a tough Father's Day for one star who is holding on to work by his late son.
As part of his tribute to his son, Mac, who passed away at the age of 33 from cancer, actor Gary Sinise, behind the release of Resurrection and Revival Part 3, song after song after song that Mac put together in his final months, including this song called Triumphant.
I'll tell you, having these projects, along with a book that I'm writing that comes out November 10th on Mac's birthday. These projects have just, I feel like I've been blessed with these wonderful gifts. You know, losing our son is the hardest thing ever.
And for me, this Father's Day weekend is quite an emotional thrill. My daughter, Eva, graduates from high school today. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Happy Father's Day, dads.
Well, this is one summer souvenir you don't want, but bed bugs are once again a concern for travelers in New York, one of the worst places. A new study from Casino.ca compared bed bug rankings from exterminators with TripAdvisor hotel reviews and came up with a top 10. The number one worst place in the nation for bed bugs is Warren, Michigan, where you have a 1 in 59 chance of bringing unwanted travelers home. Our area is not immune. Yonkers comes in fourth, 1 in 63 chance. The city itself, 18th. Experts say the best thing you can do is look for the little bloodsuckers when you check in, searching for apple-sized bugs and their debris. And no, five-star hotels are not immune. Well, here come the mermaids.
Under the sea,
After worries that there wouldn't be enough money to pull off the event, the 44th Coney Island Mermaid Parade is on for tomorrow. Adam Wren is Artistic Director of Coney Island USA. He tells 1010 Winds they have brought in some new support.
Comic-Con's doing a float. Patreon is one of our sponsors. They're going to be marching. Manic Panic hair dye. I mean, what a perfect sponsor. Manic Panic, who does the hair dye. I mean, this entire parade has colored hair.
Mermaid King is Jesse Malin, the Queen, Ricky Lee Jones. The 44th Mermaid Parade begins tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the corner of Cirith Avenue and West 21st Street. And yeah, even though they're mermaids, they will carry traffic implications. So stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit all day. Ticker tape, keys to the city, and just about all of New York coming out to celebrate. Yeah, it was the Knicks championship party. On the steps of City Hall, MVP Jalen Brunson thanked the fans.
Somehow, some way, I knew we were going to find a way to get this done. Most importantly, thank you to the fans. I'm not going to lie, though. Y'all are some pretty hard critics. But we appreciate it.
In the crowd.
We outside. Let's go.
Let's go, Knicks, baby.
Let's go.
Knicks in five. Let's go.
The feeling for these fans, euphoric.
You get goosebumps. You know what I mean? You can't really explain it.
53 years of energy and emotion poured out onto the streets of Lower Manhattan. William Webb is just happy to share this moment with his dad.
It feels great. It's like pretty crowded, but...
What do you think of the Knicks?
They're good.
Yeah, they're okay. This was a party unlike many others.
You have the whole city out here. You have the entire city out here.
United for one team. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
The day did turn violent at the crossroads of the world. Later, shots were fired in Times Square. A 17-year-old boy has been arrested in that incident. No one was struck by the gunfire, but charges have not yet been filed against the teenager. Never mind Kelly Oakey. This time, the singer and daytime talk show host is backing up reading. She surprised Denville, New Jersey's Book Barn, a volunteer-run nonprofit secondhand store that offers reasonably priced books, media, and music, with a big grant. Book Barn manager Janice Amadeo was on the show Wednesday when Clarkson announced it.
Elastic believes strongly in the power of books to build and foster community, which is why when they heard about the Book Barn, they wanted to donate $5,000 to support
And for more on the Book Barn, go to bookbarn.org. And speaking of books, it's beach reading season, but apparently a lot of folks just aren't into reading anymore. New poll says a third of Americans say they're reading less for fun than they did 10 years ago. This cuts across all age and education levels. CBS poll shows people blame a lack of free time, too many distractions, and short attention spans. What are they doing instead? Watching TV, scrolling on social media, and gaming. Oh yeah, break a writer's heart, why don't you? Today is Juneteenth. It is the federal holiday marking the day the last enslaved African Americans learned of their freedom, with commemorations across the city. One of the big events is a concert in Central Park. Linda Tijani is the Commission on Racial Equality chair. She tells 1010 Winds there is a strong message.
It is absolutely about fun and enjoying the moment and hearing and responding to the citywide call to action, to making sure that we finish what is currently unfinished, the work of achieving racial justice.
The event's at Summer Stage with doors opening at 5 p.m.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.